With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Travelers who are sick and tired of being hit with airline fees are finding that the gouging doesn't stop when they get to the hotel. In fact, the fees that travelers used to find only at resorts are now confronting them at downtown hotels. Scott McCartney is middle seat columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and he joins us via Skype from Dallas to talk about how creative hotels have become with fees. Scott, first of all, how high can these fees get?
So the highest I've seen so far is about $50 a night, and that's at high-end hotels, a hotel that charges $800 a night for a room and adds on a $50 a night destination fee. Typically, what we see are facility fees, destination fees of $20 to $25, $30 a day at downtown hotels.
Really? What in the world is a destination fee?
Well, it's a really good question, and I don't think there's a good answer to that. What happened was, as you mentioned, resort hotels started charging fees that they would just call resort fees, and it would pay for Wi-Fi or use of the health club or things like that, or maybe give you a credit at the spa to induce you to spend more. This started in Las Vegas and the Caribbean and hotels in Hawaii. And it was so successful that other hotels said, hey, we want to get in on this. And so you see hotels in cities, the Anatole Hotel in Dallas, right on Stemmons Freeway, charges a resort fee. But a lot of these, a lot of the sort of downtown business travel hotels said, well, we're not a resort. We can't charge a resort fee. We'll just call it a destination fee or a facility fee. And it's basically just an add-on that's mandatory, but they don't include it in their posted room rates. So you often don't see it until you get your confirmation or until you check out.
Isn't it the case that hotels are really slapping on fees for services that guests never use? Aren't there, you know, things like walking tour fees at some hotels?
Yes. Hotels sort of jump through a lot of hoops to try and justify these fees. And some hotels argue it's a really good value because it includes ice skating rental in the winter or bicycle rental in the summer. If you're on a business trip, it's unlikely you're going to go ice skating every day. So it seems kind of silly. Now, some include things that previously were free, and in fact, there's not a fee for. I saw one hotel in Boston that included using your TV to check out. It's not something they've ever charged for. But there were things like use of the telephone, and nobody uses hotel telephones anymore. We all carry a phone in our pocket. Use of notary service at a hotel, really not something that is a high priority for guests. Now, some of them can be useful. They may include internet service, although a lot of hotels make the internet service free for people who are enrolled in their loyalty program, for example. And some do give you credits at their restaurants or bars, but often people don't want to eat at the hotel. They want to go out. And so that can just be a way to sort of make you pressure you into eating at the hotel where profit margins are high for the hotel rather than going out the front door and finding a restaurant.
So there may be a good chance that the next time I use the hotel that I frequent in the L.A. area, if I print out my boarding pass, I could get charged for it.
Yeah, that's another one, printing out the boarding pass. Yes, something that hotels routinely offered as a service. Using the fitness center is another. We joked in the story, they create a laundry list of services, but they don't include laundry, which actually would be useful to people.
I'm speaking with Scott McCartney, who's the middle seat columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to What's News from The Wall Street Journal. Scott, you quote a survey in your story that studies how high fees have risen over the past year.
Yes. There's a longtime hotel consultant, former hotel executive, Bjorn Hansen, who does an annual survey of hotels and looks at this fee question. What he found was that overall, fees and surcharges were up 8% last year over 2017. But what was really interesting was that these resort fees, destination fees, facility fees, they actually increased 400% in 2018. And that's because the urban hotels really started adding these on. And he predicts now that this is going to spread into suburban hotels, which already are doing things like charging for parking, even though they're in wide open spaces where, you know, nobody's ever charged for parking before.
You said previously in the interview that some hotels were adding on these fees on top of fairly expensive room rates, but aren't a lot of hotels adding on fees to compensate for the fact that room rates have not gone up by much?
Yeah, that's right. They may still be high at high-end hotels, but they haven't increased a whole lot. Hotel business has been very competitive. It's actually in a period of good profitability, but the expenses have been going up. Labor costs have been going up for hotels. Real estate taxes and interest costs have been going up. And because there's so much transparency in room rates, because we can all go shopping for every rate at every hotel in a city with a few clicks of the keyboard, it becomes difficult for the hotels to push their room rates up. They're afraid of getting pushed to the bottom of the sort when you actually go shopping. So they may not appear on the first screen, they may not appear on the fifth screen, and becomes far less likely that you'll make a reservation at that hotel. So instead of raising rates, they raise fees, and they maintain their position in the sort, but they can raise their revenue with all these add-ons that are coming through.
And there are some hotels that are basically fighting against this, not slapping on ridiculous fees and not doing it without warning.
Yeah, there are some. I talked to one hotel owner who has really resisted this. He knows he's at a disadvantage in the sense of his hotels maybe leaving some money on the table. On the other hand, he does believe that these things really do anger customers, and we certainly hear that a lot. People do get surprised by them or just plain old frustrated by them. And so, you know, there may come a time in the not too distant future where people start looking for hotels that don't add the fees and book them instead.
Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney joining us from Dallas via Skype. Scott, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you, Charlie.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.